Hello and welcome to today's The Weight Mates podcast, the place for sustainable and comfortable weight loss practices and stories. I'm your host, Christopher. So this is episode 35, and if you're looking to start this year off great with your own weight loss journey, consider purchasing the Ultimate Weight Loss Guide. I've recently reduced it in price, and it is the perfect guide for getting the complete rundown on how to lose weight in a completely healthy, comfortable, and most importantly, a scientific way, right? There's no bullshit in there, okay? It's 25 pages of pure fun and information that will really help you achieve your goals, okay? Like I said, I recently reduced it in price, so make sure to check out the link in the description to be the first one to get it, okay? Beyond that, grab yourself a nice glass of water or some kind of low-calorie drink so that you can really enjoy this podcast episode while still helping your weight loss journey, okay? So it might sound old familiar, and it definitely sounds familiar to me because I see this happen all the time, especially in the past few years, because I've been guilty of this, my family's been guilty of this, friends have been guilty of this, you know, anyone I know that set a weight loss goal has been guilty of this. Unrealistic goals, right? And we talked about it in the previous episode, right? But it leaves the question, how do you actually set up a goal in a way that helps you succeed, right? Because if you don't want an unrealistic goal, you need to know how to set up a proper goal, a smart goal, some might say. Well, that is exactly what I'm going to help with today in this episode, as we're turning your weight loss goal into a smart weight loss goal, okay? And some of you might already know what that means. Others might not know what that means, and that's fine. We're going to go through every single bit, okay? So, SMART. It's actually a term. It's not just a word. Well, it is just a word, but it's also a term, right? SMART goals are a specific type of goal, okay? And SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound, okay? In one way, you could say that it's a SMART goal, but, you know, time-bound is one word for this purpose. So what does that mean? Well, let's go through each and every step of a SMART goal to make sure that you know how to create your own SMART goal, especially when it comes to your weight loss journey, because it can be super, super useful. So the very first step is to make your goal specific, right? It's the S of SMART. Your goal should be very clear and specific. Otherwise, you won't be able to focus your efforts or, you know, feel truly motivated to achieve it. Try answering some of the below questions, right? Like, what do I want to accomplish? Why is this goal important, right? If you want to lose weight, that's already the what, right? What do you want to do? You want to lose weight. And why? Well, you might be unhappy being overweight, right? That might be a reason. Or maybe you really want to, you know, go for a certain promotion this year. And, well, sadly enough, you happen to know that your employer tends to pick less overweight people over overweight people. It does happen. Even though it's really wrong, it does happen, right? So that might be a reason, but make sure you answer those two questions, right? What do I want to accomplish, and why is this goal important? That's the first step. The second step lands us at measurable, okay? Because it's important to have measurable goals so you can track your progress and stay motivated. Understanding your progress helps you stay focused and feel the excitement of actually getting closer to achieving your goal. For example, questions like, how much weight do you want to lose? Or how many reps do you want to lift, right? If you're trying to lift 20 kilo dumbbells, right? How many reps of those 20 kilo dumbbells are you trying to lift, okay? Because that's stuff you can measure, okay? So how much weight do you want to lose? Or how many reps do you want to lift? Or how many minutes do you want to run for? How many miles do you want to swim for, right? Those are all the kinds of measurable questions that you can ask yourself to help make your goal smart. The third step is to make your goal achievable, right? Your goal needs to be realistic and achievable to be successful, right? In other words, it should challenge you to become healthier without giving into that all or nothing mentality, okay? So it shouldn't break you, but it does need to be challenging enough that it actually makes you work for something, okay? So two questions that really fit with that is, how can I accomplish my goal, right? Knowing how you're going to lose an X amount of weight or how you're going to actually achieve those reps is a big part of achieving your goal, right? And how realistic is the goal based on other constraints, things like financial factors, right? You can't make a goal that says, I want to go swimming for 6 miles at a time, right? If you don't have a pool nearby, right? Or if you don't have money for a pool, right? then that's not realistic, right? So that doesn't work for your achievable side of things. So the questions, how can I accomplish this goal? And how realistic is the goal based on the constraints? Those two questions really help make your goal achievable. Okay, that's the third step. The fourth step is to make it relevant, right? Ensuring that your goal matters to you. And that, you know, that aligns with other goals that you have, right? For example, losing 15 kilos can be a goal which helps you achieve the goal of running a marathon, right? So answer the below questions and make sure that both your answers are yes, right, before continuing. If an answer is no, go back to step one, the specific step, to redefine your goal, okay? So those two questions are, does this seem worthwhile? If the answer is no, don't do it. Is it the right time? If again, the answer is no, don't do it, okay? Because even though these two seem like the most vague questions of them all so far, they're definitely one of the most important ones, if not the most important ones, because these two have a lot to do with motivation and focus, right? If you don't think it's worthwhile, or if you don't think that this is the right time to lose weight or to gain muscle or to do whatever, then you're most likely not going to put the right time and energy in, right? Or you're not going to be able to put the right time and energy in, right? Which is just not what you want. So make sure that to both of those answers, does this seem worthwhile and is this the right time? Make sure your answers are yes, okay? And then the last step is to make it time-bound, right? That's the T of SMART, time-bound. Right, because every goal needs some kind of indication that there is a limited time to achieve it, right? And this does go with the notion that you should still give yourself enough time, right? For example, if you're looking to lose 5 kilos or 10 pounds, give yourself roughly 3 to 4 months. If you're looking to lose 10 kilos or 20 pounds, give yourself roughly 4 to 7 months. If you're looking to lose 20 kilos or 40 pounds, give yourself roughly 7 to 9 months, okay? And if you're looking to lose over 20 kilos or over 40 pounds, give yourself a year or more, right? My first note on that is that it's not to say it can be done faster, right? Because it probably could, but I'm simply recommending the above timeframes to not put too much pressure on you, right? Because all that pressure that you're putting yourself on yourself to lose 5 kilos in 2 months or in 1 month can actually lead to failure much quicker than it leads to success, right? So don't put too much pressure on yourself. Take your time. The second note is that you should make sure to divide your goal, especially if it's a weight loss goal, into smaller sub-goals, right? So if you're looking to lose 10 kilos, for example, divide it into four goals of 2.5 kilos, right? 5 pounds each, right? Because that way you will achieve all of the sub-goals much quicker, it seems. You can celebrate those wins, and it'll be so much more motivational if you can actually see your progress because you're achieving your sub-goals, okay? So that is a lot of information, right? SMART, right? If you want to make your goal SMART, make it specific, right? What do I want to accomplish? Why is this goal important? Make sure it's measurable. How much weight do I want to lose? Or how many reps do I want to be able to lift? Make sure it's achievable. How can I accomplish this goal? Or how realistic is this goal based on other constraints? Make sure it's relevant. Does this seem worthwhile? Is this the right time? And make sure that it's time bound. Okay, and the last one, I have a specific example in just a moment. So in a practical example, like with me, for example, because I obviously also have a weight loss goal because I'm not exactly where I want to be yet, okay? So in my case, my goal is as follows. For this specific part, I want to lose weight and increase my stamina so that I'm no longer out of breath when going up several flights of stairs. That is the specific part. The measurable part is that I want to lose 4 times 2.5 kilos, 10 kilos total or 22 pounds, and be able to cycle for 60 minutes at 28 kilometers an hour. Okay? That's the measurable part. The achievable part is that this goal is achievable and realistic for me based on the fact that I have a free calorie counting app on my phone and I have an exercise bike at home, right? Both of those things make it possible for me to lose the weight and to be able to cycle for 60 minutes, okay? That's achievable. Then to relevant, this goal is relevant to my other goals in life, like for example, reducing my body fat percentage down to 15%, right? That's a different goal of mine. Okay, and losing weight will help me get there. And then on top of that, it's time bound, right? Because I am looking to achieve my complete goal by the 10th of August, 2021, which is coincidentally my birthday, which means I would have 8 months and 5 days to achieve my goal. To some of you, that might seem like a very long time, but trust me, it's not. Because for me, for here, for where I live in August, it's still plenty of summer left, which means that, you know, right in the summer period, I would be at a weight where I think I would feel a lot more comfortable, and I would not be out of breath when climbing several flights of stairs, right? So that's perfect for me, okay? So make sure to do that for you, right? Go back into this podcast a couple minutes ago to where I started listing out how I've done it for my goal, and follow along. Write it down, right? Make sure that your weight loss goal becomes a smart weight loss goal, because I can promise you that you will have a much higher chance of success if you have a smart weight loss goal as opposed to a normal weight loss goal, okay? So, with that all out the way, make sure to remember that if you're looking to start this year off great with your weight loss journey, consider purchasing the Ultimate Weight Loss Guide. It really helps keep this podcast alive, and it really helps me work towards expanding and uploading even more content and even more stuff to help you guys out. I've recently reduced it in price to make it even easier to buy. So if you're looking to lose weight, this is the thing for you. Check out the link in the description to be the first one to get it, okay? So on top of that, I hope that this helps with your weight loss journey. I want to thank you very much for listening, and I hope that you have a great day.